8. Verse 3, he said, blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Lord, yes, we thank you for the reading of the word. As we sit, Lord, prepare us for the day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? Yes, for we probably, if there are new people amongst us or those who have not yet dealt deep into the seven church ages, these seven church ages, as we read from the book of Revelation, the first three chapters, it talks about the seven churches. And it is not a fable. It's something that is true. And when we start, we will look at the location, because when the prophet was preaching this subject, he first started with what Revelation is, because he's talking about what Revelation. And then how important Revelation is to every believer and to the church. And then he came to the last verse 3, where he said, the time is at hand. So when he started preaching this, the introduction, that's what we are going to look at. Amen. We're going to look at the introduction. And after that, we go to the next subject, which is the Patmos vision, before we start the seven church ages proper. Amen. So let's look at our next slide. Reading from the church age book. It said, this book. Please, it's not. My slide is, oh my God. You couldn't, it's too big, eh? Right, okay, I'll be reading from here. So, this book, as the Bible, the Word of God, is, or the book of Revelation is talking about. This book is usually termed the Revelation of Saint John, but that is incorrect. That is incorrect. It is the revelation of Jesus Christ given to John for Christians of all ages. Amen. Some people termed it as what? As the revelation of Saint John. The prophet said that is incorrect. It is the revelation of Jesus Christ given to John for Christians of all ages, including ourselves. Amen. Is that it is the only book in the entire Bible that is written by Jesus himself through a personally appearing to a scribe. So the book of Revelation, the author of it, is Jesus Christ himself. Just speaking to what? A scribe, as John, he said, unto the angel of so-and-so, write. Amen. And then John will write everything. Amen. Again, the prophet said, it is the last book of the Bible. Yet, it tells the beginning and the end of the dispensation of the gospel. Though the last book, but yet it talks about what? The beginning and the end of the dispensation of the gospel. There have been what? Seven dispensations from Ephesus to Laodicea. Amen. So he said the book of Revelation talks about that. Though it's the last book, but it tells the beginning and the end of the dispensations of the gospel, as from Ephesus to Laodicea. Now, the prophet is coming. The Greek word for revelation is apocalypse, which means unveiling. That's the way how the prophet put it. That means unveiling. And this unveiling is perfectly described in the example of a sculptor unveiling his work of statuary, exposing it to the onlooker. Amen. So as you see it over there, I think you know those two young men, William and Harry, they are unveiling their mother's statue. Praise the Lord. Before, it is what? It's hidden. Unveiling is to take the cover off for everyone what? To see. Amen. That's what the prophet is saying. He said, unveiling is perfectly described in the example of a sculptor unveiling his work of statuary, exposing it to the onlooker. It is an uncovering, revealing what was previously hidden. Now, the uncovering is not only the revelation of the person of Christ, but it is the revelation of his future works in the oncoming seven church ages. And so this unveiling, praise the Lord, this unveiling, two things. It talks about what? Christ, who Christ is. And then his work in all those seven church ages. Those two things. Praise the Lord. And so you see that in every church age, when we come to that, it said, unto the angel or the messenger of this age write, this thing saith, you see, this thing saith. So in every age, Christ is known in a way, in every age. He unveils himself to every age in a special way. Praise the Lord. Now, we come to the next, and this is a quote which I know my precious brother David likes so much. It said, the importance of revelation by the Spirit is to a true believer can never be overemphasized. Revelation means more to you than perhaps you realize. It is tremendously important to the church. Revelation. Very important to you and to the church. Just like the Proverbs said, without vision, the people are what? The people are lost. Revelation. Because we are coming to see why it's so important. Amen. The first one is, for instance, he said, the Roman Catholics say that the church is built upon Peter. Without revelation, that's how they believe and they teach their people that what the church is built upon Peter. The place over there and made him the first pope is on court. I put it there just to remember. Yes. And they made what? They claim that Apostle Peter was the first pope, whilst Peter never even stepped in Rome. That's false. We need revelation for that. But their people, they believe it. It is stamped that Apostle Peter was what, the first pope. You see it? Now the prophet said, now death is really carnal. How could God build a church upon a man so unsuitable, unstable, that he denied the Lord Jesus and cursed while doing it? We all know that. Amen. The next one. God can't build his church upon any man born in sin. And it wasn't some rock lying there as though God had hallowed the ground at that spot. Because some people also, because upon this rock, so they said that there was a rock somewhere that had been what? God built, no, my brother. And it isn't as the Protestants also say what? That the church is built upon Jesus. My brother, you cannot just say that the church was built upon Jesus and then move on like that. Whilst you don't know who Jesus is, that revelation. So he said it was what? The revelation. The next slide. Now, I said that this book of Revelation is the revelation of Jesus and what he is doing in the churches for those seven ages. Every age, Jesus had some special work, teachings, everything for a special age. Every age. So we have our own. But all the seven, they make what? One big word, revelation of who Jesus Christ is. Amen. In this revelation, he tells us what the end of the devil is. He tells how he's going to deal with the devil and cast him into the lake of fire. He reveals the end of the wicked one who follows Satan. And so because of that, Satan hates that. It's exposing him. The book of Revelation. He said, we are coming. He said, there are two books. Next one. Have you ever noticed how Satan hates two books? Yes, sir. Have you noticed that? His two books of the Bible more than all others. Is that true? Now, Satan, true liberal theologians and pseudoscientists, he is always attacking the book of Genesis and the book of Revelation. Satan, that's what he's, because those two books expose him, his beginning and his ending. It exposes, the book exposes him. So he hates those. Now, let's look at, that also is on quote. Let's look at who are liberals, because we got to understand that. See, liberals accept differing opinions. When you say this, you say, oh, that's fine. You say another thing, that's fine. You see. But the prophet, but in this context, the word liberal is referring to being inconsistent, double-minded, easily carried away by every wind of doctrine. A liberal, yeah, liberal theologians, they are carried away by every wind of doctrine. They are inconsistent. And then he says Satan is using them. And then he's using pseudoscientists also. And that also refers to what? False scientists. They are also what? Inconsistent in their discoveries. Amen. They're also attacking these two books because they don't believe in creation. They said that something like what? The bang, isn't it?
So Satan is using them also, not only the liberal theologians, but what? Pseudoscientists, to condemn anything about what? Creation. That the world, it was a bang, bam. And we came on earth. Oh my. I wish they would also say that it would take the same bang to finish the world. Uh-huh. So what are they doing? Well, they are preparation. See, so, and the book of Revelation also, they don't believe what? They don't believe Christ. In both of these books, we find Satan's origin, his awful ways, and his destruction. That's why he hates the book. See, that's why he attacks them and hates to be what? Exposed. In those books, he is exposed for exactly what he is. Jesus said about Satan, said, he has no part in me and I have no part in him. That's Jesus' comment, remarks about Satan. See, the devil would like to prove that different, but he cannot. So he does all he can to destroy confidence in the word. But when the church disbelieves Satan and believes the Spirit's revelation of the word, the gates of hell cannot prevail against her. Amen. The next slide. Now, the prophet said, now remember this, Christ in the true church is a continuation of the book of Acts. But the book of Revelation shows how that the Antichrist spirit would come into the church and defile it, making it lukewarm, formal, and powerless. My brethren, let's take notice of this. Remember this. Christ in the true church, one, is a continuation of the book of Acts. Amen. And at the same time, book of Revelation shows how that the Antichrist spirit would come into the church and defile it, making it lukewarm and formal and powerless. When we start with the real, the actual teachings on the seven church ages, we will come to all this, how he came into the church to defile it, to make it lukewarm, to make it formal and powerless. It exposes Satan, revealing his word, revealing his works. He said, always he attempts to do what? To destruct, to the destruction of God's people and discrediting what? The word of God. You see. He said, he knows. Are we there? Or the next one? No, let me finish this. He said, he knows that if the people get the true revelation, if the people get the true revelation, of the true church and what she is and what she stands for, and that she can do the greater works, she will be an invincible army. My brother, that's what we need to recognize ourselves. Amen. We are of the true church. And so we know where we stand. We can do what? Greater works. We can do what? Greater works. And when we do that, we'll be an invincible army. If we know who we are as a church. Amen. If they get a true revelation of the two spirits, that's another point. We must get the true revelation of what? The two spirits within the framework of the Christian church. And by God's Spirit, discern and withstand the Antichrist spirit, Satan will be what? Powerless before her. Let us always be aware of the what? The two spirits within the framework of the Christian church. My brother, yes. No matter. Right now, he's here, but he's powerless. Oh, yes. He will come. But he's powerless. Because there is no way to distract anyone. Our focus is what? On Christ. So if we would recognize that, he will be powerless all the time. He said he will be definitely thwarted today as when Christ withstood him. When he was on the desert. Okay, this one I didn't put it there. Now the next slide. Yes, Satan hates revelation. But we love it. With true revelation in our lives, the gates of hell can never prevail against us. But we will prevail over them. This book we are studying is the actual revelation of Jesus himself in the church and his work in the future ages. Then I mentioned that it takes the Holy Spirit to give us revelation, or we will fail to get it. Bringing these two thoughts together, you will see that it won't just take an ordinary study or thinking to make this book real. It's going to take the operation of the Holy Ghost. My brother, my sister, when you take this book, pray. Give yourself, surrender everything to him. Let your focus be upon it. No distraction. And you will see the revelation. God can reveal anything to any one of us. Amen. That means this book can't be what? Revealed to anyone. But a special class of people. Oh, brethren, we are a special class of people. Is it the next slide? Or the same thing? Okay, yeah. Special people. It will take one of these prophetic insights. It will require the ability to hear from God. It will require supernatural instructions, not just a student comparing verses and verses. No. Though that is good, but a mystery requires the teaching of the Spirit, or it is never become clear. The last one we will just... How we need to hear from God and lay ourselves open and become yielded to the Spirit to hear and know. All the time, my brother, lay yourself open unto him. Yield yourself to the Spirit. And then, when you read something from this, or you hear it and keep it, Satan can never prevail against you. There is nothing such as prevailing power as the revelation of the word. In this verse 3 that we read, a blessing is pronounced. A blessing has been pronounced from what we read at Revelation 1:3. A blessing has been pronounced to those who will give a special attention to this book. He said, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Amen. The time is at hand. When we come back again to start, we will start from the time is at hand. But this is just to introduce, to know our stand as a church and what we are supposed to do. Yield yourself, give yourself to the Holy Spirit to lead you when it comes to what? Hearing, reading. And whatever you hear, whatever you read, keep them in your heart.
Amen. Let's bow our heads. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We bless you. Yes, Lord. We want that victory over Satan. And we thank you that, Lord, even from our studies today, he's already exposed. Lord, sustain us with the power of the Holy Spirit that we will remain steadfast and never allow the enemy any inch to have his way in us or even in our church, Lord. So, Father, we thank you that you are always there, Lord, to quicken us and stir us up with your word. Now, Lord, this morning, oh yes, we want to sing and praise your name and worship you. Oh yes, and so Lord, we want to commit the solid and the musicians, Lord, into your hands. The Lord, they will lead us into that place where, oh God, when your word comes, it will flow in. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, we commit your servant also into your hands. As he is at your presence now, Lord, you know the needs of every individual here. Let us, oh God, hear something today individually that will kill, that will inspire us, that will quicken us. We commit him to your hands. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. Thank you.